This is a Hurricane Harvey Relief Special Broadcast, live from the Gao Studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Started a little early today, so if you're just joining us, yeah, you missed 30 minutes, but that's all right. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at producer T Scott. Notice I'm trying not to do a Hoffman burp since I just slammed an energy drink. And you can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And we just encourage anybody that, you know, if you need help at a shelter or you have a shelter set up that we can pass on to people no matter where you are, just text the show with it and we'll get that information out to people. And if you want to get in and tell your stories, man, we're willing to listen. We want to hear from the people. We're just happy that we can get back on air and start, start trying to recover from this mess. This is one thing that I don't quite get is why people are
long algebra.
Well, short algebra I'm not very good at either. Why people are saying it was a bad idea for the Texans to not play the Cowboys. I mean, that was just a purely meaningless game.
Yeah.
And those guys don't want to go out there and play a preseason game that means nothing when, you know, they haven't seen their families for a week.
Yeah.
And that just made no sense to me.
I don't get that criticism either. I know that, I mean, there was supposedly some, not supposedly, there was money coming from, all the money from made from that game was going to come down here anyway. But the Cowboys are donating money. The actual Cowboys player, like Dez Bryant gave $50,000. I think Zeke Elliott gave $20,000. I mean, the players are doing their part.
And that's a lot of money for Zeke Elliott, even because, I mean, that rookie contract's nice, but it's not that huge.
Not to mention, that dude's missing out on a few paychecks this year. So that money's still going to get down here. It's just I think people are worried too much about sports right now. Like,
for sure.
Like, Houston fan is too worried about the dumb things. Like, if you're really that mad at the Rangers, which, listen, I think it's a pretty crappy move too, but the Astros could have played six games in Arlington.
I'm more mad that MLB forced them to play the games anyway. They should have just postponed that season to the end of the season and then made it up then.
They could have easily played those six games in Arlington, though, with no problem. And it's not like the Astros are in danger of losing the division.
Well, that's the thing. But
like, why do you care if you play them in Arlington or in Tampa? What's it matter?
Yeah, well,
I think everyone's a little bit to blame with that. I'm not saying the Rangers weren't petty about it, because they were.
It was very much a dick move. But
the Astros could have just said, you know what, we'll just play all six games here then. Instead, they drug them to Tampa unnecessarily.
And one of the excuses I heard, well, it's hard to arrange for games that you weren't planning, so that they weren't sure they could do that. Well, Tampa did.
Tampa found a way.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of pettiness going on both sides. And it's a bad look for the Rangers. I mean, they come off looking awful.
Of course they do.
You know, one of my favorite things has been these press conferences. There you go.
Fred, gross.
Stop. Stop. You beat me too.
You said you were fighting it off.
I was. But these people who sign, they look so serious. Have you noticed that? The sign language?
The sign language? Oh, yeah. They've got. I wonder, like, because I feel like facial expression is part of their deal, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think that's why.
I think it, like, helps emphasize.
Yeah. Because sometimes see them make frowny faces.
Yeah.
And, like,
the big guy on ABC 13 was hilarious because he was always, like, he was pursing his lips and mouthing the words. It was very funny.
Well, who are the people you're mad at, Fred?
Well, if you'd like to hear them.
I want the list.
Okay. Well, we'll start with the obvious one.
Harvey.
Well, I mean, yeah, but yeah. That's...
And Mother Nature.
Yeah, that bitch.
Uncalled for.
But no, I want a shame bell for Joel Osteen.
Okay.
Shame.
I've always kind of defended that guy because I have a lot of friends who go to his place and they say he's done great things for their lives. So I'm like, okay. But you see people's true colors in these situations. And that guy's no different than Benny Hinn or any other evangelist.
I will say this. When the flood first started, I said, you know what? I don't really blame Joel Osteen because the Summit always floods. That part of town is always underwater.
Well, that parking garage is always underwater.
So I was thinking maybe it's for the best. But then I started to see pictures come out, and I was like, man, it sure doesn't look like it's underwater.
Well, like Allison, I think, in the actual bottom of the stadium, like, he had water in there, but supposedly he got all that fixed after Allison. Wow. So,
well, shame on you, Benny Hinn.
Okay.
All right, how about Best Buy?
What'd they do?
Well, let's shame Bellum first.
Shame.
Now, you wouldn't think you'd be buying water at Best Buy, right?
You wouldn't think about it. Yeah, I guess I wouldn't.
They were selling it for $42 a pack.
Are you kidding me?
No. Talk about price gouging. They came out and said, well, then they also had it for $29.
Diet water?
I don't know. But
no one buys diet water.
Yeah, he basically said, basically a spokesman said it was an error made by a local employee who added up the cost of each individual bottle of water to come up with a price for the entire case. I'm going to go with bull bleep on that because basically they went and bought a bunch of cases of water and then jacked the price way up. And yeah, that's saying we're seeing a lot of good out of people, but crap like this. And the other one that I'm not real happy about was, I don't know if you saw the thing I tweeted out earlier about the looting that's going on in Dickinson and Texas City.
Shame.
These people are pretending to be first responders, telling people to leave their houses and then robbing them.
Yeah.
I mean, you are the worst kind of scumbag if you're doing that. And watch out for those guys. And then one firefighter actually had a gun pulled on him because it had already happened. Somebody had already tried to rob him. And so a real firefighter goes there and gets a gun pulled on him because of it. So, you know.
I was talking to AJ before the show, and there was last night on that Zello app, I'm kind of listening to it, seeing if I can get help for one of our friends. And they were saying on there that people would send out distress calls, and whenever they would show up to the house, they would get ambushed.
Well, we went on one yesterday. Cody and I went on one yesterday, and the call was there was a woman with three kids. One of them was having a seizure, and the water was rising fast. And we started in my neighborhood, and we ended up on the east side of Spring, like Aldine Westfield, like sort of East Spring. I don't even know what that area is necessarily. Yeah. Like it was a ways out there. And so we get to this house, and it's weird because there's not water on the house yet. And we show up, and it's just a couple guys. And I'm like, did you guys call for a rescue? And they say no. And of course, you know, I think the wrong crew showed up is what happened.
Yeah.
Like they're hoping that a crew without pistols and big trucks would have showed up, but the wrong crew showed up. So they say,
two pretty good MMA fighters.
We're pretty good. We're going to leave. We're going to stick it out. 5 minutes later on that Zello app, the same call comes through and we're like, hey, nobody listen to that call. It's nonsense. I mean, I don't know if that's what they were trying to do, but that's my assumption. If that's the case, And that pisses me off. I got no time for that. If you're out there doing, and the other thing is, now's not the time to like make excuses for bad guys.
No.
If you're like, oh, because somebody said to me online, oh, it's easy for you to say to frown on looting and stuff. You've got a good job. Your house is fine. A lot of these people need to steal things to trade for food. No. Listen, if you need food, there are places that will give you food. You need a blanket. You need a pillow. There are places that will give you these things. You need a roof over your head. You can get one now. Stealing an Xbox, you're not going to trade that Xbox for cans of food. I'm almost certain. And I'm telling you now, remember where you're at. People will shoot you. Most everybody is carrying a gun, and they will shoot you if you act a fool. It is not the time to pull that nonsense.
Well, and I saw a couple things that there was a bunch of people who were flooded out with kids in an area where nobody could get to them, and they broke into a dollar store, and all they took were blankets and stuff for the kids. And, you know, that I can understand. And there were some people who had to break into a church because it was the only place that they could go. And they weren't stealing stuff. I mean, they technically stole blankets. But they weren't taking, they weren't going in there and looting the store.
Right.
They were taking what they needed, and I'm pretty sure they'd be willing to pay for it when they got the chance. But, you know, some of this stuff, yeah, if you're stealing Xboxes and things like that, then you're just a bad person. All right, I'll tell you who's not bad people. Texas Mattress Makers. And the Labor Day sale is still underway, and guys, a lot of you are going to need new mattresses as well. This is the place to go, because you're going to get 25% off already low factory direct prices on the entire showroom. You're already saving 50% or more, and the hardworking crew of sleep specialists at Texas Mattress Makers is going to put you on a good mattress. And if this is one of those things where, unfortunately, you lost yours, well, they're going to take care of you. They're not going to jack up the price like Best Buy was doing. In fact, they're going to cut the price, and they're going to make sure you get on a mattress. That's what they do. And they're good people in the community, and they want to take care of you, and they want to make sure that you're not getting robbed. All you have to do is go visit them today, TexasMattressMakers.com, or at 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood and I hate when that happens in the middle of a read. At the corner of Navigation off I-10 East, make sure you tell them you're a blitzer. They will take care of you. And, you know, I'm telling you, 25% off factory direct prices, because they make them right there and sell them directly to you. You're already saving 50% off of retail. Now you're getting another 25%, and they just want to help you out. That's Texas Mattress Makers, TexasMattressMakers.com.
This is the Blitz. The Blitz
on ESPN 97.5.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. Couple of things. If your car was abandoned, you don't know whether it got towed or it's still out there, you can go to findmytowedcar.com, punch in your license plate or VIN, and it'll let you know. And they may not have gotten to it yet, but you can find out where your car is and start working on your insurance with that. And the five-year anniversary of Whitmire's is being postponed for now. It's supposed to be this weekend. They're open today until 8, however, and free drinks for first responders.
Nice.
So they'll let people know about refunds and rescheduling info on the ticket soon. So if you were planning to go to that, they're going to put it off, which is a smart thing to do. And I'm curious, Chris, whether the distillery got flooded, because I know that area floods quite a bit. But if you could let me know on that. And, yeah, let's want to hear from you guys. Eric says, Shane Bell for the guy who broke my wife's car window Sunday near Methodist Hospital. That, you know, there's a lot of good going on, but there are some people who suck. You know, our buddy Holly was telling me somebody broke into her sister's house during all this stuff. You know, and it's just, you know, that kind of stuff. You just wonder what the hell people are thinking. You're just a bad person if you're doing that. You're using that as an excuse. And, you know, if somebody shoots you while you're doing that, I'm not going to feel too bad.
Nope.
Let's go to Nick. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We're doing all right, Nick. What's up?
Not much, man. I just wanted to kind of call in on the whole Best Buy thing. I heard about that with the price gouging on the water.
Right.
And, well, so I actually found out from a friend of mine that, you know, works there. I guess what the case was that, so Best Buy doesn't sell water by the pack. They just sell, like, individually, I guess, in, like, their coolers. And so I guess they don't have a SKU or something to ring it up, and it ended up being a big mess that kind of, yeah, you know, you definitely shouldn't charge $55 for, you know, 24 waters or anything like that. But I think that's just how it rang up when they rang it up for them.
Well, yeah, but they had the price on it. You know, it wasn't a thing that rang up. It was, the price said $49.99. So I think probably what they did was, they took all those individual waters and tried to figure out what it would cost and then jacked the price up. And it was probably just one guy, but that's still worthy of a shame bell.
Yeah. So it wasn't all Best Buy's doing. It was just one.
Well, that's what they're saying.
I think Home Depot was kind of in the same boat. But earlier, whenever I was on with Joel and Patrick Creighton, they, I guess Joel had tweeted to Best Buy, and Best Buy actually tweeted back basically, I think the statement that you read earlier, that's what it was.
Man, New England Texan just tweeted me a photo of I-10 near Winnie. It looks like the Gulf of Mexico.
There's white caps.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah. That's rough. So, man, you guys are going to be going through this mess too now for the next 24 hours. And it's, and the reality is, if you look at that storm track, we got a little bit lucky, because if that thing had stayed on the original track where it was going to stay east of us, we were going to get more rain. And the fact that you had places get over 50 inches, it's a little scary. But you know what? Let's do our best to come through it. But and Chris says the distillery is saved. We're working on some events to raise money to repair homes. We'll let us know. I would like to be a part of that, Chris. So definitely we'll do what we can. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And would love to hear from you guys. Wow. How embarrassing for our great city that someone would trash talk a group of volunteers going to Houston on their own time to help save lives. Hashtag Cajun Navy.
Let me tell you something about those dudes.
I appreciate the hell out of them.
That's some bad dudes, man.
Yeah.
We ran into a few of those guys yesterday and doing the rescues, and those guys don't have to be here.
No. And you know what? There was a real good chance they were going to be leaving an area that was going to need help too.
Yep.
Because, again, if that storm track had continued on what the original progression was, then they were going to get nailed. But yeah, this chick says something. There are plenty of activists who do so much work in the community year-round who did flood recovery last year, yet I see so much about the Cajun Navy. Y'all do know that organization is made up of, right? I'm not saying bash them, but your praise of them and fundraising is counterproductive.
What do you mean, what they're made up of?
Yes, they'll save your life. They'll also be calling you a snowflake welfare queen and vote for oppressive policies tomorrow. Okay, this is one of those things that's irritating the snot out of me, is how many people are
politicizing things?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness. And from both sides, I'll tell you about the worst thing I saw today. It was that Politico cartoon, which they've since taken down. Did you see that?
I didn't see it.
Which I will never, ever go to their website again, because it's just wrong on so many levels. But they basically, it's gone now. But they tweeted out a cartoon that had a guy with Confederate suspenders and a secede flag and all this stuff, saying, thank God, it's an angel from heaven. And it's like, no, it's a helicopter from the U.S. government. And basically, and I mean, they have since taken it down, but it's one of the worst friggin' things I've ever seen. Yeah, you have a real clue about the kind of people that are being rescued, Chief.
Well, I got pissed off when I was seeing people like, this is punishment for Texas for voting for Donald Trump.
Bleep,
which, by the way,
bleep you people.
You may notice on a map that Harris County is a giant blue mark on that map.
Yeah.
Odd that God chose that county to strike with the worst punishment. And then, but then I saw other people, and I posted it last night. I found like a thread of tweets of people who were saying, all you guys complained about Trump, but where was Obama during Katrina, which was in 2005.
Yeah.
You can do the math.
He was in the Senate.
You could do the math on that, but Obama was playing golf during Katrina, apparently. There's like 8 people who tweeted it, and I posted it, and then I took it down because I was like, you know, now's not the time to play politics on this stuff.
No, and people...
I felt bad about it. It's not the time.
No, it isn't, and like one of the first tweets I saw was not enough first responders that are having to use citizens to rescue people, hashtag Trump's America. And I'm like, that has nothing to do with Donald Trump. That has in fact to do with, this was such a huge, huge event that, by the way, people stepped up. and risked their own lives and didn't have to. So let's thank them for that. And let's quit trying to make it political. And friggin' Ann Coulter with her stupid tweet. Some of it is just so frustrating. But that Politico thing was too much for me. I saw that. I about blew a gasket. I blocked them on Twitter, and I'd never go into their website again. Not that I ever did. It was too liberal for me. But that was bull bleep. 713-780-ESPN. Yeah, the other thing, and I don't know how I feel about this. I kind of get your opinion. Because I spent a lot of time, like I said, watching Channel 13. And I think it was Monday when a lot of the reporters were going on the boats to help rescue people, mm-hmm. which was kind of cool. And although after a while it kind of got, man, do you really have to interview them the second you pull them into the boat when they've got all their stuff and their kids? So that was kind of bothering me a little bit. But this one lady, and obviously, man, she'd been working for 3 days straight, basically said, oh, there's too many people on the boat. A couple of you are going to have to get off. And so like two kids had to get off the boat. And the anchor was stunned that there was this reaction from everybody about, hey, wait a minute. Maybe your reporter and your cameraman could wait so the family could be together. And I kind of thought, yeah, kind of makes sense. And that does seem a bit, I don't think you get off the boat every time, but you're going to split up a family so you can interview them on the way back. It just seemed like a bad call. Certainly bad optics. But for the most part, I thought the local channels did a really good job. I do think there was too much showing people being rescued and not enough about storm tracks and future casts and things like that. So we'd be more updated. I had to go to Weather Channel for that. But I thought they did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Let's go to Juan.
Hey, this is Juan from Neighbor Cell House. I just want to, you know, tell everyone that in need of any assistance as far as medical, you know, we have our providers online. Just go into our site, which is nt24.neighborstelehealth.com, and please just, you know, just go in there. If you need assistance as far as, like, any non-urgent medical care, just, you know, feel free to call us. You know, just go to our site, and, you know, we have our providers ready on standby.
What's the website
for
again?
For any victims, it's nt24.neighborstelehealth.com.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Juan.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate that. Yeah, and if any of you guys have anything like that, just call us. We want to get the word out. 713-780-3776. Or you can just text the show. We'll do it that way.
All right, guys. I'm going to tell you about Window World. Listen, if you've had issues over the last few days, you need to get your windows replaced, maybe wind damage, you know, maybe water damage, whatever. Window World can do it. They do things at a great price. The windows are made right here in America, and they have a lifetime warranty, which means that if your windows got blown out for some reason during the hurricane, they would come out and replace them for absolutely nothing. That's the case, and that it's a lifetime warranty that's transferable. So if you ever move, that it stays with the house. That's a added value when you're trying to sell your house. And it's gonna lower your electricity bills, and the price starts at just $189. It's a great product at a great price. The first step to reducing your energy bills is calling Window World of Houston. Schedule your free written estimate. No hassles, no high pressure. It's a free estimate, guys. You got nothing to lose. 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. That's windowworldhouston.com. Window World, simply the best for less.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.
This is a Hurricane Harvey relief special broadcast live from the Gao Studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. So good to be back with everybody. Hope you're staying safe. And if you got places that can help, call in. You can text us. Let's go to Sue. What's up, Sue?
Hello?
Hey, Sue.
Hey, I just want to let you know, I volunteered down at the Beacon, which is a homeless shelter at 1212 Prairie Street. And we will be open in the morning for if anyone needs a hot shower, their lunch or a hot meal.
Okay, 1212 Prairie Street.
Yes, sir.
And what time are you guys opening tomorrow?
Can just walk on in. We can do about 150 showers and 150 loads of laundry, and we always have a hot meal available.
And what time
is that?
We start
serving lunch at 11 o'clock.
All right. Good deal. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed day.
All right, you too.
Yeah, so, guys, you got anything like that you want to pass on, just let us know. We're here to do that today. And if you need help, we'll try to put you in touch with somebody who can help you. 713-780-ESPN is the number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the text line. It's real easy. So I'm totally changing my opinion on a certain human being. I've never liked Sergio Garcia, even a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's kind of a whiny little Euro. Well, I've changed my mind, and this week I'm the biggest Sergio Garcia fan on the planet.
Why is that?
Well, his wife is Angela Atkins, who played at UT and is from Texas. And so he's going to donate $2,000 for every birdie he makes during the season-ending FedEx Cup playoffs and $5,000 for every eagle. So looking at his stats, if he keeps up his usual rate, he'll end up donating about $130,000.
Nice.
So I think that's pretty cool. It gives you a reason to root for the guy. So not that I ever watch golf, but I might watch golf to see what he does, just to root for some birdies and eagles. J.J. Watt's done a hell of a job raising money, too. I know we get on him a lot, but
I think he raised his goal to $10
million. Yeah, he's over $6 million already.
Yeah, and I can't say enough about Les Alexander either, just basically upping his to $10 million. The Astros doing $4 million. And the sports folks, and the thing is, and I would just say, but we also have a lot of musicians and people like that who are raising money. Just let's not forget our friends to the east, and really Corpus and Rockport. We don't know how bad things are down there either.
I know Victoria hasn't had power since like Friday or Saturday. I mean, it's the whole coast has been devastated.
Yeah, I mean, so this is not just a Houston thing, man. This is a Gulf Coast thing. 936, I want to donate blood, but I smoke weed about four times a week. Would a blood bank accept my blood?
I think so.
Yeah, I would take your blood because I would probably. 832 says, Jeff Linder's my neighbor, and he did an amazing job. Hats off to him. Yeah, that guy has been impressive. And obviously, he's gotten a lot of TV time. 713 also says, please tell the listeners they can call 800-504-7030 or visit texasbar.com/disasters for free legal help. So there you go. Once again, that's texasbar.com/disasters.
To clear up the blood donation, controlled substances, marijuana, and alcohol use do not necessarily disqualify you from giving blood as long as you are feeling well. If you have ever injected any illegal drugs, you can never give blood.
Okay.
So, like, if you've done smack or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I always snorted.
Well, that, and apparently if you've ever been with a prostitute, they have, like, a weird list.
Yeah.
It's like even
if you've
once.
Ever had gay sex in Africa, even
yeah.
once.
Yeah. If you've ever had sex with an animal.
Yeah.
If you're patient zero.
If you had gay sex in South Africa between the years of 1970 and 1984, you're disqualified. But not pot. We're good on that.
Yeah,
not
you're fine. Cool.
No one would be able to give blood, by the way.
Yeah, if you took that off, that and alcohol, there'd never be enough blood. Who's I think has done a pretty good job coming off well in all this is Sylvester Turner. Although I'm still pissed at him over the firemen, especially when you see what they've had to go through here.
Yeah.
So I'm not letting that one go anytime soon. But he's done a pretty good job here in the face of all this.
And I agree. And there's a lot of people giving him grief about not evacuating. But I honestly think if there was a forced evacuation, it'd be worse than what it was. I mean, more people would have died on the roads.
Well, and that's the thing because. I don't think you were here for Rita, but that was an absolute disaster with people getting stranded on the roads. Now imagine people getting stranded on the roads like that and then those freeways getting flooded the way they did. Do you know what the death toll would be?
Dude, at Beltway and Memorial, that's still the water is all the way up to those overpasses and it's not going down anytime soon. People would have been stuck on that for days, and then all that water comes. Like, that's not good at all.
Yeah, and to be honest, there was no way to know who to evacuate. And what we tried to tell people last week, yeah, if you're in a place that traditionally floods, get the hell out. But a lot of these places that got hit aren't places that have ever flooded.
No.
And that was the scary part when, especially, I guess it was South Houston / Pasadena area, when they were pulling people out of that neighborhood. They're all saying the same thing. It's never flooded here.
Yep.
And...
well, my neighbor said the same thing. My neighbor's been in our house for like almost 30 years, I guess. And he said, it's never flooded here. And he said, I'm not worried. But then we started to hear people on the news who were saying, it's never flooded at our house before. And, you know, they've been there longer than 30 years. And they were flooding. I mean, but I'll tell you what this does is, I think this lets you know whether or not you need to own flood insurance in this town. I know there's a lot of people who feel like they're in a safe spot. They don't need flood insurance. If water was in your street or in your yard at some point, you may want to reconsider. And I know you'll hear all this stuff about thousand-year flood and thing like that. This is the third thousand-year flood we've had in Houston in the last 3 years. So think about that. And if you don't think it's going to continue to get worse, okay. I mean, if you're one of those climate change truthers that says, oh, scientists are dumb and, you know, this isn't happening more and more often, I'm telling you now, it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Fred's Dark Side says, I want to donate blood but sleep with hookers 2 to 3 times a week. Can I still get...
No.
Even once.
Disqualified.
Even once, the Black Fred. X marks the spot. Raving Plumber, so good to hear y'all's voice. Thanks for what you're doing. Hey, man, we're just happy to be here. Just happy to be here. Yeah, and Texas Tiger just tweeted us a photo, which I assume is from Rita. And that's the thing. The overreaction and underreaction has caused a lot of problems here. People fleeing Rita was a reaction to what happened with Katrina.
Yep.
And everybody wanted to get the hell out because they were scared to death. And the media had a lot to do with that. Well, when Ike rolled around, people remembered what happened in Rita, so they stuck around and probably shouldn't have. And in this case, I don't know what you could have done other than tell people, if you're in an area that floods, get the hell out. But otherwise, I mean, I think a lot of people just got caught off guard by the places that flooded. And, I mean, it was just a massive, massive deal. And Oscar says, if they did a mass evac, where would they have gone? 6 million people on 45 and 59 heading north. You couldn't go east or west. And that's the thing. And in 3 days to try to get those people out? And I love how the Washington Post and all these people are posing the tough questions, like why weren't there mass evacuations? Because it wasn't feasible. You know, this 6 million people in this area, and let's talk about the whole coast. There's what, 9 million people, I think, if you go from Corpus to all the way to Orange. How are you gonna get those people out in 3 days?
You can't.
I mean, you all you can do is tell people, hey, if you feel like you need to get out, get out. And I just think people, it's another thing that people are really overreacting to right now. And it's real easy to sit up there in Washington and say, oh, well, could have got those people. No. And, yeah, you know, it's – and again, I think – I don't know if I can read that on air. But I do think that if you're reasonable about it, and yeah, if you got flooded – If I still lived in Meyerland, yeah, I wouldn't have stayed there. I mean, I know they've done a lot to try to fix that. Well, that was one drinking game I was playing, by the way, was every mention of Tax Day flood or Memorial Day flood.
Yeah.
I had to stop
that. How drunk were you?
I had to stop that game when I got down to half a bottle of Whitmire's.
Did you see the guys on the boat taking shots of vodka?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, because that's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Did you see some of these stats on how much water really came through here? Enough water to fill the Great Salt Lake 3 times.
Jeez.
That's the number was 14.5 trillion gallons of water fell on Houston, which would have been equal to 3 weeks of flow from Niagara Falls. So if Niagara Falls just flowed into Houston for 3 weeks, that's how much water it would dump.
Yeah.
It would be equal to 15 days of Mississippi River flow.
Wow.
And it would have covered New Orleans in just under 200 feet of water. So if you put all the water we got here in the last 5 days, if you put all of that into the city of New Orleans, it would be just under 200 feet of water in New Orleans.
There was a picture I saw that had the city of Houston and then a giant cube of water next to it, and it was a 4 mile square cube sitting next to Houston, and that's how much water it was.
Jeez.
Yeah, and again, I think we got very fortunate the track of that thing moved off to the east, because if it had gone alongside Houston and stayed west of us, I think we'd have gotten a lot more rain.
Yeah. And, oh, yeah. And I mean, it's that.
I mean, it sucks for Beaumont.
It does suck for the Golden Triangle, yeah. Man. It does. But honestly, I mean, Houston was where we couldn't take any more than what we already had. And I mean, I don't know. There's nowhere good for it to go, obviously. It's a freaking hurricane.
Right.
But yeah, it's a. We kind of lucked out there finally. But I mean, it did just sit on top of us for like 2 days straight and didn't move.
Yeah,
that was a crazy thing. You'd watch that radar, and it was just spinning in a circle right on top of us.
Yeah, it's like when it was moving 1 mile an hour, you're like, oh, at least it's moving.
Man.
Yeah. Matt says, no labeling. Katie is taking toiletries, baby items, pillows, blankets, and they're good on clothes. I think most places are good on clothes, but yeah, if you're out there, I think St. Arnold's also is taking stuff.
I saw that they're taking donations until they're told to stop.
Okay. All right.
And Flying Saucer says $2 from every St. Arnold beer sold for the foreseeable future will go to hurricane relief.
Awesome.
So,
all right, guys, we've been waiting for it since February. Football season's almost here, and there's no better way to get close to the game than with DraftKings. 1 week fantasy football. To celebrate, DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 contest. It's totally free to enter, and if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. DraftKings has so many ways to get in on the action. You can choose between a public contest with big cash prizes or a private contest where you compete just against a group of your friends. They've got beginner and casual contests where you'll play against people of similar skill level. And the best part is you get to draft a new team every week without any commitment. Get to DraftKings.com now. Use the promo code Houston to play in DraftKings' free week one contest with $100,000 in total prizes. And don't forget, if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. That's promo code Houston to play for your shot to win $1 billion in week one. The contest is free to enter. Why wouldn't you give it a try? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Strong in me, I still smile. I love myself. The world is against me. Dollars are big inside. I love myself. But they can do what they
want when they want. I don't mind. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
This is a Hurricane Harvey relief special broadcast live from McGow Studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Texter says over 26 inches yesterday at the Beaumont Airport. Yeah, I mean, these numbers are just mind-boggling. When you think Allison was 30-plus, and that was the worst we'd ever seen, and now all over the state you're seeing this. But he says, if Harvey would have hit New Orleans, that city wouldn't exist today. No, that's not. I mean, that's one fortunate thing, at least. Not fortunate for you if you live here and you got affected by it, but you imagine the devastation if it had dropped 50 inches on New Orleans.
Yeah. Well, and there's people who. Someone was arguing with me that Katrina was a bigger storm. It's just not true.
No.
Katrina was a Cat 5 because it had higher wind gusts.
The storm surge is something that really did a lot of damage to New Orleans.
Well, and the levee breaking was, that was massive. But the actual storm, this storm was much bigger. The winds weren't as high, but the storm itself was bigger, and it just sat on top of us.
I am very thankful that the winds weren't bad, because most people were able to keep their power.
Yeah.
And, okay. Did you see all these fake photos that are running around? Like, there's a shark on the freeway in Houston. Stop, people. Like there's one, Houston Airport, feeling bad for family and friends. More rain is expected tonight. And it's got a bunch of planes that are photoshopped underwater.
Somebody showed me one that had a killer whale jumping out of the
flood. Yeah. Well, that one was obviously fake, but some of these are made to look like they're real.
I ain't gonna lie. I was scared yesterday of alligators and snakes.
You hear about that farm?
Yeah.
I think there's a gator farm in Beaumont that had 350 alligators that, because of the floods, they may or may not have got out.
So there's 350 gators out there.
No, I think they got. I think they accounted for them all.
Oh, good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
But there's real gators, like gators running around. And we were over there, like I said, yesterday, and some spots, like we found a Ford Explorer 2 feet under the water, and we would hear things jump. Like we saw something jump in the water that was bigger than a dog. I don't know what it was, but it went into the water, and I was legit scared. And when we're out there.
Especially if you're in a kayak, you could easily turn over.
Oh, not to mention, I don't know how to ride a kayak. but there would be like a bubble trail sometimes where something was breathing underwater.
Yeah, that's definitely a gator.
When I would come up on that, I would just start whacking it with my paddle because I didn't want that thing to get close to me. I never hit anything, luckily, but I don't know what's under there. I don't need that.
And someone had a Trump tweets about himself while Obama serves meal in a shelter in Houston.
That's a fake picture,
A fake picture, too. Stop it, people. Just stop. I don't understand why people intentionally want to share bad information. What is the point in that? What is the point in making up a photo? Oh, look. You know, things are bad enough without you putting sharks in a picture. We don't need sharks.
Yeah.
You stay away from the damn sharks. Got gators running around. There's water treatment plant in Southeast Houston completely flooded. That's not good.
No.
Mike said, did you see the battleship when a battleship floating in Houston apparently hit a building? No, missed that one. I mean, most of them are so ridiculous that you take one look at them and go, okay. But they're not funny.
No.
I don't know what you're trying to accomplish. We did have a couple people here who got hit pretty hard. And Michelle, who's our promotions director, a lot of you have met out at events and stuff, and if you've won something, you probably talked to her. Apparently, she and her husband lost everything.
Yeah.
And Esme, who's our receptionist, who, if you've won something, you've probably seen, her roof caved in. So we do have some people here who got hit pretty hard.
Larson got a couple feet of water in his house as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Eugene says, I'm next to both reservoirs on Memorial/Highway 6. The area never floods, but releasing the dams caused most of the damage. Yeah, and that was unfortunate, but they had to do a controlled release of those things.
That's the bummer. Like, you know that it's, you know you're going to flood people out when you do that, but at least they can control how much water is getting out, whereas if the dam just broke, there's no way to regulate it.
Yeah, and it would affect a lot more people.
Yep.
So somebody says the alligator farm's okay. They didn't get out.
So he said, Raven Plummer says, not to scare y'all, but Channel 2 says we have a 50% chance of another storm Tuesday.
I'm not even. For one thing, I was watching, I don't know, I think I was watching Weather Channel last night, and they start talking about that, and I'm like, I do not even want to hear this crap right now. And that track is one that it rarely comes and affects us. So I don't think it's 50% at all. I think it's probably close to 15%. So I don't want people getting.
By the way, you're 48-3 now.
No, I'd never predicted this one. I was actually very worried
you
about
sat out
this
of
one.
This one.
Yeah, I sat this one out because, well, as I told you, those storms that form right down there scare the crap out of me because.
I will say this. I don't think anybody saw this being as devastating as it was. I mean, I don't think anyone thought that the storm would come, like, I think people thought it would hit us here, but I don't think anybody thought it would just get to Houston and stop and just chill out, smoke a cigarette, hang out for a little while, and then leave 3 days later.
Have sex with a couple low pressure things, yeah.
Make everybody wet.
Yeah.
But, I'm not too worried about this other one. If you look at the historical tracks of these things, it's usually into Florida. So, that's two now. You're doing well.
Sorry.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Yeah, we don't even need to be thinking about that right now. So, where is Jong? Is he okay? Jong is still in Dallas. He his flight was canceled, and he drove to Dallas, and now he's trying to rent a car to get here. So, that's the thing, man. There's a lot of my friends that are still stuck out of town. That, and my neighbors were in Vancouver. They're not going to be. They're scheduled to get back tomorrow night. I hope they get back tomorrow night. And I had a friend who's still stuck in Vegas. He's not going to get back until Friday. I know you had a bunch of jiu-jitsu buddies that were stuck there.
Yep.
But it does look like they're opening the airport for some traffic now. So hopefully people will be able to get home.
I didn't even think about this. Like, people have been on cruises as well, and I think they just now opened the port of Galveston sometime today. Hmm.
I feel like being on a cruise isn't the worst place to be.
Yeah,
definitely. Being out of town, like, if you can kind of bookend it where you're out of town before it starts and you're coming back after.
Not a bad deal. Those people got an extra few days on the cruise.
Yeah.
You know? Some extra that.
Alcohol vouchers.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah.
So I want to ask, anyone heard from Barry? Yeah, he's...
Barry scared everybody because his phone and internet wasn't working for a couple days.
Silent.
Yeah, and the water got pretty close to his place, and then it receded, and fortunately, but I talked to him a bunch today, and they're fine. They're just now getting power back and stuff. So, all right, quick break. We got a lot more to go. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.